Mr. Blue Sky, Electric Light Orchestra, here on BBC Radio Derby. Good afternoon to you. Jenny Barsby standing in for Andy Potter today. Now, a special play for teenagers with profound and multiple learning disabilities is taking place in Derby this Saturday. The production, Tunnels, is touring the country to give these youngsters a taste of the theatre. Very often they can't go to mainstream performances because of complex storylines and seating being far away from the stage. Joining me now to tell me more is Amber Onak-Gregory, who's Artistic Director with the Frozen Light Theatre Company.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Thanks for coming in today. And your young baby, is it Hugo?
Yes.
He's waiting outside. He's seeing you on the webcam and he keeps smiling. It's quite funny. Amber, this is sounds like a fantastic idea. Tell us about the play itself.
Tunnels tells a story of Lana, who lives in the cold, dark city, and the light has disappeared, and she wants to go on an adventure to find it. And she's summoned underground by a mystical creature, Cardini, and her musical accomplice, Manu, on a journey in the underground tunnels where the audience experience different sensory experiences and different forms of light until eventually, hopefully, she will find the light to take back to her city.
So, in a way, I suppose the audience is part of the whole performance. It's a whole sensory performance.
Yeah, and it's an immersive and interactive performance. It's a very small audience, so there is moments of interaction with the audience the whole way through, and there are sensory moments every step of the way through the show.
And how small? You said it's a small audience.
Yeah, it's an audience of six people with profound and multiple learning disabilities, their carers, and then additional friends and family as well.
Okay, so it must be quite difficult to perform to such a small audience.
Actually, we find that because it's so interactive, you spend a lot of time with the audience, so actually it would be much harder if the audience was bigger, as you spend so much time with each individual audience member. We sing to every person individually, and you spend quite a lot of time with each sensory prop as you go round.
Okay, you talked about the sensory props. Tell us a little bit about those.
We've got different things to touch. For example, we've got a warm wheat with light coming from the bottom, which is the prop that lures Lana into the underground tunnels to begin with. And then we've got heat pads to symbolise their warmth of the light. We've got water beads, which feel very wet, to talk about the wet tunnel. Mm-hmm. And we've got mirrors for the tunnel of mirrors, sparkling sand.
So basically everything you could possibly want.
Yeah, we've got some nice smells in there as well.
Sounds great. Am I going along myself? When you're coming up with something like this, what do you actually have to bear in mind? What are the constraints, and where can you go with it when you're coming up with a play like this?
Well, both myself and my co-artistic director, Lucy Garland, have been creating this kind of work for the last 6-7 years. And actually, it's quite interesting because as a theatre maker, you kind of do the show backwards. First, you think about the sensory moments that you think the audience will like, and then you look at the sensory moments, and then you think, okay, now how can those sensory moments come into a story? Okay, now we've got this story, let's develop the characters further in the story. So you kind of do the whole artistic process the other way around.
So is it difficult to think about that when you're starting the process? What experience do you have with it? Obviously you have to have some experience, otherwise you wouldn't know what you were doing.
Yeah, well, both myself and Lucy did a master's in applied theatre, which is about creating theatre for different community groups. So we did a placement in a special needs school. This was 7 years ago now. And we really learnt about the people that we are creating the theatre for. I think quite often now in theatre, sometimes people forget the audience and get quite wrapped up in kind of their own stories and artistic processes, and I think what we keep at the forefront of our work is our audience, and what will our audience get out of every moment of the show. And we make sure that we always remember that when creating the show, and hopefully by always remembering our audience, we end up creating something that our audience will really love.
Do you work with other people with specialist skills as well when you're coming up with the whole concept?
Yeah, we work with a musician called Al Watts. He's a wonderful musician. He's our composer in resident, and he's also a performer in the show. So the three of us work together.
Now, you've been touring all over the country. What sort of response have you had so far from your audience and then from their carers as well?
We've had great responses because the show is specifically for them. So we are always hearing, thank you, the child I'm accompanying would not be able to access the theatre. Usually this is something that they're able to access, and something that they really, really enjoyed. I think it's just something that is accessible for them, and we try and make it so that it's an accessible activity for the person with learning disabilities, their carer, and their friends and family. So it can be a really inclusive activity for the whole family to enjoy together. And quite often when carers go to an event for someone with learning disabilities, then it's just about the person with learning disabilities, and which, even though that's at the forefront of our work, we really try and make sure we've created a show that everyone can enjoy together.
And it's difficult to imagine, isn't it? Because we're so used to doing things like going to the theatre and going to the cinema. To actually not have that in your life would be really, really harsh, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and I think both myself and Lucy love the theatre. We're both, you know, avid theatre goers. So for us, we just want people to be able to, and you know, have the opportunity to enjoy what we enjoy and don't even think about. We just enjoy it. So we enjoy the theatre. So we want to give people who don't usually get the chance to go to the theatre the chance to enjoy it.
Are there other companies that are doing something similar, or are you paving the way here?
Yeah, there are. There's Oily Cart. They're based in London. They kind of started this kind of work about 20, 25 years ago. There's Bamboozle, which are nearby in Leicester. Mm-hmm. And there's been some work that's come out of Nottingham Playhouse. So there are other organisations that have done this, and, you know, but there's not many of us. So, but we also, like, I'd like to think that we can support each other in making this work kind of happen as much as possible, so that people with learning disabilities will actually have the opportunity in the future to actually choose what theatre events they want to go to.
Yeah, I mean, how lovely would that be to have that actual choice, you know, instead of saying, oh, well, it's only once a year I might be able to get somewhere, you can actually say, well, actually, I don't like that, but I do like that, which is lovely.
Exactly, that's really what we're aiming for.
Making it accessible. What about funding? This is very specialist at this stage, you know, when it's happening. How do you go about getting money to put towards that, or is it all through ticket sales? How does it work?
No, well, as I'm sure you can imagine, with an audience of six, ticket sales aren't crazy. But we were really fortunate that we got a couple of Arts Council grants initially to create tunnels, and then we got another grant from the Arts Council to create our theatre company, Frozen Light, when Tunnels was such a success the first time round when we did it. And then since then, we've also got some money from different trusts and foundations. We were hugely supported by a group called House, which tour work in the East and South East. So we've just finished the part of our House tour, so they really enabled us to do that. And then also the theatre are very generous at buying the show in, taking a risk on us.
And you specifically do these types of shows, or are you planning to branch out a little bit in the future, try something else, then come back to this?
I think right now, like, creating work for audiences with profound and multiple learning disabilities is really what we want to do. There isn't much of it around. There's certainly not a lot of it that tours you know, across the UK. So I think right now that's what we want to do. Another thing we want to look at doing at the moment, this show is for teenagers, and we want to continue doing work for teenagers, but also look at creating work for adults with profound and multiple learning disabilities, because there really is not much at all that adults are able to access.
I do wish you all the best with this. It sounds like a fantastic show. Tell us, for people who are listening, how they can see Tunnels here in this area, and when the times on and performances are.
Great, so we're performing at Derby Theatre tomorrow at 11 a.m, 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. I think the 3 p.m. is sold out, and there are a few tickets for the 11 a.m, but there's a few again for the 1 p.m. Tickets are £9, and a carers go for free. So if you just give box office a ring at Derby Theatre, and you can also get all the information from our website, which is www.frozenlighttheatre.com.
Okay, thank you, Amber, for coming in today. It's lovely to meet you, and good luck with it. It sounds like a great performance. And for those who would like to see it, that's Derby Theatre tomorrow. Performances at 11, 1 and 3 is actually sold out, so we're looking at the 11 and 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay, Amber, thanks very much. Let's get some music now. This is Starship.